2,000 deaths in Northern Ireland, 2,000 funerals, many and nearly deserted churches, just a few mourners, the minister, perhaps an organist, the undertaker and his colleagues. If ever there was a setting where hope seems to have vanished without trace, this was it. I recall the occasions when I was a curate and then a rector, sitting with grieving families and asking them about the hymns and the scripture readings they wanted for the funeral they had to arrange. There were some favourites, if that was the right word, the 23rd Psalm, 1 Corinthians 13, that passage from John's Gospel about the many mansions in the Father's house. There was another one, a striking passage from near the end of the book of Revelation, with its God-given vision that the aged and exiled John saw. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. You can see the power these words will have for some bereaved families. It's particularly appropriate when death has followed great suffering, whether it's COVID or cancer or something else. And why have all these things passed away? Because in John's vision he saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. So the vision is not just about the end of something old, which includes COVID and all other nasty viruses. It's also about something new, something glorious, something permanent, something that completes the work that Christ came to do and is still doing. That, in a nutshell, is what Christian hope is all about. And it's far bigger than our comforting but limited views of heaven as a nice place we go to when we die. This is about a renewed, transformed creation, united with heaven itself into something so mind-boggling that you can only glimpse it in a vision. What I wonder will it be like to be part of it? It was C.S. Lewis who did a really good job of putting it into words in his Narnia book, The Last Battle. This is what he writes. The things that began to happen after that were so great and beautiful that I cannot write them. But for us, this is the end of all stories, and we can most truly say that they all lived happily ever after. But for them, it was only the beginning of the real story. All their life in this world and all their adventures in Narnia had only been the cover and the title page. Now, at last, they were beginning chapter one of the great story which no one on earth has read, which goes on forever, in which every chapter is better than the one before.